The Sean McVay era started off with a bang, a 37-point victory for the Rams in his head coaching debut. Welcome to Rams Report. I'm Danny Kloeffinger, joined by Miles Simmons. And 16 of those 46 points the Rams put up against the Colts on Sunday belonged to the defense. Not just one pick six, but two pick sixes and a safety. That's the first time in history that that's happened in an opening game.
Yeah, what a performance for all of the Rams, really, but especially for that defense. Man, they came out ready to play. It was really interesting in the week leading up to this game. There were some questions about how the defense would perform together because they didn't really get a lot of time as a first team defense on the field during preseason. But I'll tell you what, they answered all of those questions. Getting those two pick sixes was awesome. One from Trumaine Johnson early in the game, then one in the third quarter by LaMarcus Joyner to really remove all doubt. And that was really a big key for the Rams.
Absolutely. And I think everybody was kind of speculating, how good can this defense be? Because clearly Aaron Donald not back on the field quite yet, but four sacks for the defense as well.
Yes, and Robert Quinn got one of those sacks. It was really good to see him be out there and be healthy. There was that sequence where he first had the sack, then there was another play, I believe it was a tackle for loss by Tanzel Smart, and then Robert Quinn gets back in there again on third down for a tackle for loss. Talking to him in the locker room, he said that it was really a good sequence to kind of just knock the rust off, and he's starting to feel like himself again. And man, with that, that's a really good sign for the defense.
It was really cool to see Corey Littleton, a guy that maybe you guys aren't all that familiar with. He was the team's rookie of the year last year, played every single snap on special teams, and then you saw him force that safety. Really, really good showing for him. He had some good plays on special teams as well, so it was a great all-around performance by the defense, that's for sure. But now I want to switch to the offense because Jared Goff was outstanding. Over 300 yards for him and really spread the ball around.
Yeah, you're right, Danny. Jared hit seven different receivers in the offense on Sunday. That's one of the things Sean McVay continues to talk about. You want the quarterback to be kind of a point guard. Think about basketball. He's spreading the ball around, and that's something that Jared did very well. But he also hit five of those receivers for a catch of at least 20 yards. That means they're getting good chunk yardage down the field. That's a really good thing with this offense.
I also want to give a shout out to the rookie, Cooper Kupp. He did an outstanding job in Sunday's matchup. Really not a surprise to all of us who have been watching him in practice, watching his precise route running. Always seems to have his timing down with Jared Goff, but also able to perform that way in his rookie debut.
Yeah, it was really impressive to see that from Cooper Kupp. Even though it really isn't that much of a surprise, you still have to see it on game day when the lights are on and when it counts. And you know what? Cooper Kupp showed why he set all of those FCS records there at Eastern Washington. And I think we're going to continue to see him do it throughout the 2017 season.
Well, we talked about it a little bit at the beginning. Sean McVay, his first win as head coach. And man, he did it in impressive fashion.
He really did. Got that Gatorade bath at the end. Or was it water? I don't know what was in that
cooler. It was water. It looked like water. He almost dodged it. But it was cool to see him get that.
Yeah, it was. He said it was his first bath of that nature ever in his head coaching career, because he's only been a head coach here with the LA Rams. So that was fun to see that from the team.
Well, it was a great win for Sean McVay, and I know he's definitely got to be looking forward to that game coming up on Sunday against his former team and his former quarterback in Kirk Cousins. The Rams will take on the Washington Redskins this upcoming Sunday at the Coliseum. We will have plenty of coverage leading into that one right here on the Rams.com. That's going to do it for us here in the Rams studio, connected by AT&T. We'll see you next time.